I want to talk today about why you should probably not waste your time arguing with people. And I bet many of you have been in situations in your life where you're just arguing about something really intensely, usually about a particular perspective. I'm not talking here about arguing as to who washed the dishes better than the other person, but rather points of view, positions that you hold dearly, that sort of thing. And I can tell you that you are almost always just wasting your time, unless you're just trying to sharpen your argumentation skills or just enjoy this sort of thing. And there are very specific reasons for this. So basically, I want to tell you, if you want to save time and stop arguing with people, and we all can fall into this trap, it's pretty normal, then listen to what I have to say. So, people like to argue different points of view. They feel very strongly about these various points of view, and they do so with conviction sometimes that's quite fierce. And they're convinced, of course, their perspective is correct. This is certainly true of politics, religion, anything cultural. And the Romans had a saying, "De gustibus non est disputandum," which means there's no arguing about taste. Usually this is applied to things like food, art, music. But I'm going to argue here that this phrase, this saying, applies to pretty much everything. Now, the basis of every human belief isn't particularly rational. This is an emotivist position, because if you observe people and observe yourself, the things you hold most dear, the things that you feel most viscerally, were not positions you necessarily reason yourself into. That might come later. I'll talk about that. But rather the things you feel intuitively, the things you feel viscerally, in your gut. Why you feel a particular way about something is ultimately mysterious. Ultimately, of course, a combination of your genes and environment, things pushing you in a certain direction that you had ultimately no control over. Now, why is this important? Because if you cannot actually explain the origins of why you feel a particular way about things, then everything that comes after that is ultimately just a form of post hoc rationalization or justification. How you feel about something is the most important guiding light in how you address things. And there are tons of examples of this. Probably the best one would be religion, obviously. I don't think people reason themselves necessarily into religious positions, or even out of them. It's something you either feel or you don't feel. I've said many times on this channel, I have not a single religious bone in my body. I've never felt it. I feel nothing compelling about the arguments for that reason. And likewise, religious people who have sincere religious belief in the divinity of some entity they're certain exists, these are also gut feelings that they have, ultimately. And so, when people engage in debate and discussion, say, about religion, all the arguments they're producing are arguments that are coming after the fact based on their intuitive gut feeling about certain things. And this obviously holds true for politics as well. People with extreme positions on anything. For example, abortion. The reason why people are for or opposed to abortion has nothing to do with rational, reasonable arguments. It's because they feel it in their gut somehow, intuitively, that it doesn't feel good. It doesn't sound good. Hence, they don't perceive it to be good. And then they will marshal a bunch of arguments to justify their position, as they would for particular religious positions or lack thereof. The same is true of politics. People think things are bad or immoral also based on these intuitions. As absurd as it may sound, ultimately, so-called complex beliefs about religion, politics, culture, this sort of thing, they're no fundamentally different than the taste you have for broccoli or pizza. Some people hate broccoli, some people like it, some people are in the middle, and you can't really explain why. It either tastes good to you, or it doesn't, or it's sort of neutral. And the same applies to basically everything else. We're pushed by unknown feelings and intuitions into something that we then assume is self-generated. For example, as I said, our position on abortion, or the existence of a deity. Literally everything human beings feel is like this. Even something as complex and seemingly removed from the realm of human emotions as, say, tax rates or how much wealth distribution there should be in a society. Some people feel very strongly that the tax rate should be high, especially on the wealthiest classes, and that there should be a strong policy of wealth redistribution. Other people feel the opposite, and many people are somewhere in the middle. How do they come around to these positions? Well, they feel it intuitively. Something just irks them about one perspective or the other. And so they will come up with a plethora of arguments to support their position. Everything human beings feel is like this. From the taste of food, to complex theology, philosophy, and even your position on various types of sexuality. It all comes from an emotional instinct that originates somewhere in your brain, but you have no explanation for it. You just feel it, and that pushes you in a certain direction. Now, sometimes it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes it feels like you're being convinced by reasonable or rational arguments that are really good arguments. And sometimes they actually are good arguments, but it's not the quality of the argument that's convincing you, because depending on your instincts, your intuitions, and basically your nature as an individual, these arguments will either fall by the wayside or they will appeal to you. Because if these arguments had universal rational appeal, then everyone would be convinced by them, but they're not. So why am I talking about this? Well, basically, as I said, because many people, myself included, I've done this on occasion, waste a lot of time arguing with people who have polar opposite views on things, or views that are just not compatible with our own. Is there any point talking to people about those things that we strongly disagree on? Almost certainly not. I would say you can talk to them about other things, assuming you don't have strong disagreement on such things, but it's not really a useful or sensible exercise to argue about positions that are not shared in any way whatsoever. Now, if someone's more middle of the road or somewhat close to you, but not exactly in the same aisle, so to speak, yeah, you might have a discussion. It's more likely to be civil because you're closer to each other in the positions you hold. But ultimately, spending time arguing with people, whether IRL or online, is a waste because you're never going to convince them anyway. They didn't reason themselves into these positions, and neither did you. You felt them, and later on, you came up with reasons as to why it's justified to view things a certain way. Every human being operates this way. And of course, there are a lot of inputs coming from the environment. There are your genes, which are probably primarily responsible for priming you for certain beliefs or dispositions. But ultimately, it's all about disposition. What are you dispositionally most inclined towards? And because we're not all dispositionally the same, you can sometimes end up in a situation where you're involved in a fight, a discussion, or an argument. So next time you catch yourself in the throes of an intense argument, think about it for a while. Is your goal simply to argue for the sake of arguing? Is it to sharpen your rhetorical skills? Okay, in those cases, I could see you sort of making an argument, no pun intended, for why you want to do this. But conversely, if you think your position is simply important because you truly believe it's important, and or you want to convince the other person, I can assure you, you're wasting your time. Do you really think you'll ever convince somebody who hates Trump not to hate Trump? And conversely, do you think you're ever going to convince somebody who hates the Democrats to not hate the Democrats? No, it's a fool's errand. And this applies to everything across the board. Human beings feel things, and then we come up with reasons to justify those feelings. Every one of us, myself included, does this. No exceptions. And with all of that said, I hope I have granted you some more time in your future life to not waste time arguing with people when it's absolutely pointless to do so. In any event, thank you very much, as always, for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the lifeblood of the channel. Without you, this channel could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can hit the bell icon to be informed of my videos, it would really help. Much appreciated. As well as engaging in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, sharing the video, leaving a comment, subscribing if you're not yet a sub. And if I'm still alive, I'll check you out next time. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.